Failed assassin who shot Ronald Reagan. John Hinckley Jr. promotes upcoming NYC concert. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 6, 2022. John Hinckley Jr., the failed assassin who shot President Ronald Reagan and three others just months into his presidency in 1981, is now promoting his upcoming concert in New York City. "I will be singing 17 songs at my show in Brooklyn, New York on July 8th. All originals," Hinckley tweeted on Friday, 2 days after U.S. District Court judge for the District of Columbia Paul L. Friedman granted Hinckley unconditional release from any existing restrictions, which will begin on June 15. "A big thank you to everyone who helped me get my unconditional release. What a long, strange trip it has been," Hinckley tweeted on Wednesday, after the ruling. "Now it's time to rock and roll." The failed assassin of President Reagan first announced his upcoming concert in April, tweeting, "Big news. I will be performing on July 8th at the Market Hotel in Brooklyn, New York. Get your tickets while you can." The July 8th concert has reportedly sold out. In 1981, Hinckley shot Reagan, White House Press Secretary James Brady, a Secret Service agent, and a police officer in Washington, D.C., as Breitbart News previously noted. On March 30, 1981, President Reagan was leaving the Washington Hilton after making a speech to the AFL-CIO conference. Just before making it to his presidential limousine, Hinckley opened fire, striking the president in the chest. Press Secretary Brady was struck in the right side of his head. The two law enforcement officers were also struck by his bullets. Both Brady and Officer Delahunty received permanent disabilities from their wounds. When Brady eventually died in 2014, his death was ruled as being connected to the shooting and was classified as a homicide. Delahunty was forced to retire from the police department. He still lives in the Washington, D.C. area. Agent McCarthy, the fourth Secret Service agent to actually take a bullet for the president, was shot in the abdomen and fully recovered from his wound. He retired from the Secret Service in 1993. Hinckley's trial culminated with a not guilty verdict by reason of insanity. And in 2016, the failed assassin was conditionally released from a mental hospital following a ruling by Friedman, who now claims Hinckley is no longer a danger to himself or others. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.